कृष्ण नित्य दास जीव तहा भूली गेला एई दोषे माया तार गलाए बांधिला। द लिविंग एंटिटी इज बाउंड अराउंड द नेक बाय द चेन ऑफ माया बिकॉज ही हैज फॉरगॉटन दैट ही इज इटर्नली अ सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्ण। ताते कृष्ण भजे करे गुरुरा सेवान माया जाल छूटे पाए कृष्णेर चरण। इफ द कंडीशन सोल एंगेजेस इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड साइमल्टेनियसली कैरीज आउट द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड सर्व्स हिम ही कैन गेट आउट ऑफ द क्लचेस ऑफ माया एंड बिकम एलिजिबल फॉर शेल्टर एट कृष्णास लोटस फीट। परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। It is a fact that every living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. This is forgotten due to the influence of Maya, which induces one to believe in material happiness. Being illusioned by Maya, one thinks that material happiness is the only desirable object. This material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. As long as he is bound to that conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. However, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation and Lord Sri Krishna's shelter. So we are continuing the discussions on the 9 processes of devotional service as enunciated in many places, also in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Prahlad Maharaj, who says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktishche Navalakshana Kriyet Bhagavat Yadhya Tanmanye Dhitamuttamam. He is telling his father how Bhakti has Navalakshana, 9 symptoms, and Kriyeta Bhagavati, if it is done towards the Lord, Adha, very soon one develops the ultimate perfection of life. Tanmanye Adhita Muttamam. O Father, this I have concluded to be the best of all education. Prabhupada, in the translation, in the purport, elaborates on Dasyam. He says, there is the following statement in regard to assisting the Lord as a servant. After many, many thousands of births, when one comes to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, one can deliver others from this universe. If one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, even without performing any other process of devotional service, he can attain full success. For simply by this feeling, one can perform all 9 processes of devotional service. Very short but very crisp, condensed, very powerful purport, wherein he says, just by developing this feeling of servitude to the Supreme Lord, all the other processes of devotional service is automatically executed. So in that sense, dasyam, or this attitude of service, if somehow we can develop, that is the ultimate perfection of life. Actually, servitude to the Supreme Lord is the nature of the soul. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. To be a servant is our actual constitutional nature. You can't be anything else other than being a servant. Being a servant is our constitutional position. It may seem a little hurting to the false ego. What? Eternally a servant? Very difficult to digest. But it is said, when Sanatan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Sanatan Goswami instructions, actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to prominently to five people. He instructed many, but prominently he spoke to five people. He spoke to Sanatan, he spoke to Rupa Goswami, spoke to Raghunath, through question answers, he spoke to Ramananda Rai, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and to Prakashananda Saraswati. Basically, this is what teachings of Lord Chaitanya book contains. To Sanatana Goswami, he gave Sambandha Gyan. Who is God? Who are we? What's our eternal relationship with God? To Rupa Goswami, he told Abhidheya Gyan, or how to re-establish that relationship. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is just that elaboration of his instruction to Rupa Goswami. And through Ramananda Rai, he extracted what is the Prayojana Gyan, what is the ultimate sadhya worth achieving in one's life, what is the ultimate perfection. And through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati, he systematically defeated mundane scholarship and Mayavad philosophy. So in Sanatana Siksha, teachings to Sanatana Goswami, he says that there are broadly two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha. Nitya Siddha are those devotees who always, situated in the spiritual world, seek Krishna's pleasure. And Nitya Baddha are those living entities who turn their face away from the Lord due to seeking pleasure for their own self. Atmendriya Preeti Vancha Tare Boli Kaam, Krishnendriya Preeti Ichha Dhare Prema Naam. The living entity who is expanded, Eko Bahushyamaha, he has expanded through the Lord simply for loving reciprocation. When he serves the Lord with all his senses for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord, that is prema. But when that same propensity is used for satisfaction of one's own gross senses, then that becomes kama, which is the root cause of the living entity falling into this dukkhalayam ashashvatam, material world which is full of misery and ultimately temporary. And the choice is whether you want to serve the Lord or whether you want to serve His external energy. This is the only choice we have. We are all part and parcel of the state. Anywhere you go, you have to serve under some state. Now there are two choices, two ways you can serve the state. Voluntarily you follow the rules of the state and the state serves you, you serve the state and you become happy. Or you break the laws of the state, whimsically acting, purposefully and then you have to serve the state forcefully in the prison house. But in both ways you have to serve the state, become subordinate to the state. Similarly, the Lord has two energies predominantly, the internal energy and then the external energy. And we, the living entities, being the Tatastha, have two choices. We want to serve the internal energy or the external energy. What is the advantage of serving the internal energy? Mahatmanastu mam partha devim prakriti mashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadi bhavyam. Such a person is a Mahatma, a broad-minded person who knows how to really become happy by serving the Lord voluntarily, and in that process having wonderful pleasure, eternal life of bliss and knowledge. But what if that person out of ignorance turns away from the Lord immediately? Japatiya dhare Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. Immediately she catches, oh, you want, don't want to serve? Come serve me. But what is the result? Moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana vichetasah, rakshasim, asurim chaiva, prakritim, mohinim shrita. If you take shelter of prakritim, mohinim, ashritaah, then moghasha, all your hopes for happiness will be shattered. Mogha karmano, all your endeavors, like a house of cards, will break down at the end of your life. Because the body itself, which is the source of happiness, is going to crumble and fall away. Mogha jnana, and whatever so-called advancement in material knowledge that we have acquired to lord it over material nature, to enjoy and manipulate the nature, eventually is futile in solving the real problems of life. Birth, old age, disease and death. So therefore this is our choice. Therefore one devotee has very nicely prayed. He says, kamadinam katina katida palita durnideshas tesham jata mai na karuna na tripa no pashanti. He is saying, kamadinam, what does it mean to be a servant? Servant means whatever the master says, yes, sir. That is the obedient servant. The master says, get up, yes, sir. Walk, yes, sir. Like in the army, we are treated to be obedient servants. So servant means when the order comes, we act upon it. So he is saying, kamadinam. Kamadi. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. We have been serving this. Their order comes and we have to say, yes, sir. The eye says, the kama manifest through the heart tells the eyes, see there. No, no, but I have, see there, yes, sir. Hear that. What are they saying? Some nice gossip is going on. Hear that. No, no, but I... Just hear, I tell you, okay? Yes, sir. The tongue is ordered. The hand is ordered. The legs are ordered. Whatever is ordered immediately. So, kamadinam. I have served since time immemorial. Kamadinam. Katina katidha. How many different kinds of orders? Palita, very nicely obeyed. But what kind of orders? Durnideshas, undesirable orders, which is eventually not beneficial for me. Kamadinam, katina katida, palita, very obediently I have followed those orders, but durnideshas, undesirable orders. And tesham jata mai, if you serve someone, what should be their attitude towards that servant? Na karuna, no mercy, absolutely no mercy. At least if you serve the government, they give you 1 day leave for serving 6 days. Sometimes one other off also. But these, my senses, my mind, which is controlled by kama, krodha, lo, etc., na karuna, absolutely no leave. In fact, on Sunday they want more, extra. There is no retirement, at least in government, forcefully you are forced, go away Baba. Enough, you have served very nicely. But here, absolutely no retirement. One time a king asked his minister, after old age, I think no lust is there, everything has just become flabby, then I will take to spirituality. The minister said, O king, come with me and simultaneously bring your young, beautiful daughter also. And he went around the city to one home where an old man about to die, very, very grand old man was about to die. And the minister went along with the king and his daughter and he said, O man, open your eyes. The emperor of this whole country has come here. Just see. Practically no strength. He couldn't open his eyes. But then little he opened and then suddenly saw his daughter. Young, beautiful daughter. And immediately, whole eyes opened full wide. He forgot about the king. King immediately told the minister, I think we should move. I got my message. No retirement. No retirement. And, okay, don't retire, but give us some pension. At least in the government job, they give you some pension. Chalo, you served 3 years of your life. The peak years of your life, you dedicated for us. Therefore, in your poor time, when you are very little, not being able to serve, we will give you pension. But what about this? No pension. Only further tension. Mai na karuna. Absolutely merciless. No leave, no retirement, no pension. Rather, you have to serve continuous till the fag end of your life. So he says, na karuna. Tesham jata mai na karuna. Absolutely, they have no mercy on me. Na tripa. Tripa means shame. The master should have some shame, should not act shamelessly. I have served him so obediently for such a long time, he is so shameless that he kicks me on my face. Not once, 3 times with 3 different legs. Adi atmika, adi daivika, adi bhautika klesha, tapatraya. Misery is caused by body and mind, old age, disease and death. Misery is caused by other living entities. And misery is caused by natural disturbances. Constantly, shamelessly, I have served. And shamelessly they treat me. Still, somehow, I haven't been able to give up their service. Obediently I have been serving. Na karuna, no mercy. Na tripa, absolutely shameless. Na opa shanti. At least they should, okay, if you have son, all that, okay. I am satisfied with your service. No. No satisfaction. They never get satisfied. Rather, with a grudge, life after life after life after life, they force us to serve them. Kamadinam katina katidha palita durnideshas. Tesham jata mai na karuna, no mercy, na tripa, no shame, no upashanti. And they never get satisfied. They don't show me mercy, they are shameless, and they don't ever get satisfied. This is the realization of a devotee. And then he says, before that, why did he come into this? Because he thought, he is going to be the enjoyer, independently, the controller and the proprietor. Just like a child wants to imitate the father. The father says, you can't drive on the main road. No, I want to drive. okay, I will take you to SL World. There they have a Ferris wheel, you know, merry-go-round. So what happens when the child goes inside? The son is called, the child is called, and the man who is in charge of the merry-go-round, they say merry-go-round, but then they put him on a katola, what is that? Then seat, and they put a strap. After putting a strap, he presses the button, and then the wheel starts. So initially, he feels very nice. Ooh, I'm going up. And then he comes down, he feels a very funny sensation. And then he starts crying, sometimes vomiting. Then he goes up, hey, I'm enjoying. Then again, misery. Then happiness, then misery. And finally he says, enough, Papa, stop, stop. Then he orders, hey, stop it, you. Enough, he has learnt his lesson. Beta, you want to go? Enough, bus, let's go home. Similarly, when the child, when this insignificant jiva wants to enjoy, Krishna creates this SL world of Maya. And he says, okay, merry-go-round, 14 planetary systems. So sometimes you go up, sometimes you come down. And how does the living entity strap? He's put in a gross body, that is like a katola, that's like a chair. And then put a subtle body which is traps you. So that you can't jump off from that. So gross body on which to sit, yantra rudhani maya, and then through the subtle body, you are tied to that chair. And then, button start. Kabhi khushi, kabhi gum. Sorry, kabhi khushi, mostly gum. So in this way, this cycle goes on and on and on and on. And now he says, the second part of the shloka, because he has become a devotee now. He says, Utsrijya etan atha yadupate. Now, O Yadupate, O Krishna, Utsrijya, I have rejected all these masters. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. All these things I have rejected those masters, knowing them to be actually merciless. Ne, Sampratam, Labdha, Buddhi. Why? Because now I have got good intelligence. Sumedhasa. I got my good intelligence. And therefore, Tvam, Ayataha, Sharanam, Abhayam. Now I have come to your fearless shelter. Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Aravindare. The Lord's lotus feet provides fearlessness. A person who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he becomes fearless. Nothing is fearful to him. Absolutely. He understands it's all illusion. I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the only reality. Everything else, when you have caught hold of a boat, and the waves may come, but you are fearless. Because you know you have taken shelter of the strong boat, which can help you cross the material ocean of birth and death. Mam niyunksha atmadasye. Now please, accept me, kripayatava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Now my Lord, keep me at your lotus feet as an insignificant atom. But please don't kick me off. Don't kick me off, just keep me at your lotus feet. This is the prayer of a devotee who has learnt his lesson. So, what is the saving grace? What is the grace that actually gives him this particular position, this good intelligence to understand? There is a beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, काम क्रोधेर दास हय तार लाठी खाय, भ्रमिते भ्रमिते जदी साधु वैद्य पाय। काम क्रोधेर दास यत हय तार लाठी खाय। आई हैव बिकम द दास सर्वेंट ऑफ काम क्रोध तार लाठी खाय। आई हैव बीन बीटन अप बैडली। भ्रमिते भ्रमिते यदि साधु वैद्य पाए। चैतन्य महाप्रभु टेल्स भ्रमिते भ्रमिते ब्रह्मांड भ्रमिते एकुन भाग्यवान जीव साधु वैद्य पाए। इफ ही गेट्स ए फिजिशियन हु कैन गिव अस द मेडिसिन भवौषधि टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस प्लेस। तांड्र उपदेश मंत्रे पिशाची पालाय, कृष्ण भक्ति पाए तबे कृष्ण निकट जाए। It says, तांड्र उपदेश मंत्रे, by the instruction of such a sadhu, उपदेश and मंत्र, पिशाची पालाय। Now we are haunted by the ghost of Maya. A haunted man talks all nonsense. I am this, I am that, I am this. So all these designations, I am Ramesh, I am Suresh, Mahesh, Dinesh, I am man, woman, I am Maharashtrian, this or that. All these designations is due to ghostly haunted by the material conception. So, Tara Upadesha Mantra Pishachi Palai, the haunted situation is removed. Krishna Bhakti Pai, Tabe Krishna Nikata Jai. Then he can face Krishna and go closer to him. So, Krishna Bhakti Pai. Actually, a person gets devotion to Krishna. It's very interesting. There are only three truths in this material world. That's all. There is only three truths. Everything else in the material world is going to be finished. What are the three truths? The Lord is eternal, the living entity is eternal, and the relationship of the Lord with the living entity is eternal. Sanatana. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. The whole material cosmic manifestation will be finished. So, what is Sanatana Dharma? Eternal occupation of a living entity? When the eternal Jiva understands the eternal Lord and wants to serve the eternal Lord in his eternal position of a servant in the eternal world of spiritual world, that is called eternal dharma or sanatana dharma. The sanatana jiva has a sanatana relationship with the sanatana Lord in the sanatana sky. To be re-established in that service is called Sanatana Dharma. So, that bhakti, generally people outside translate bhakti, other transcendentalists translate bhakti as devotion. But Srila Prabhupada writes, translates it as devotional service. Therefore, this service, without this service attitude, all this Navada Bhakti in and of itself have no value. Shravanam. Right? Shravanam is a very potent process. But if we don't have service attitude in the heart, what is the use of hearing? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One should submissively inquire from the spiritual master. But after inquiry, what? You have to serve that order. If you don't serve that order, what's the use of simply hearing in from this year, out from that year? Very nice. Bahut anandaya Maharaj. Kya pravachan. But if he doesn't have the service attitude to put it, dasya, pariprasnena sevaya. So hearing in and of itself is useless if you don't have service attitude. Or sincerely wanting to put those instructions to practice. Otherwise, we have to learn the hard way. Serve some other master. Kirtanam. What is the use of chanting the holy name if there is no service attitude? Raghunath Bhat Goswami was coming from Kashi to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. Along with him followed a Ram Bhakta whose name was Ramdas Vipra. 24 hours he would chant Ram Nam. In fact, he took all the luggage of Raghunath Bhat Goswami and said, No, I want to serve you. Raghunath Bhat said, No, I want to serve you. He took all the luggage. And when he came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhat Goswami spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and introduced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord in the heart of every living entity, spoke with Raghunath Bhat very lovingly, but absolutely neglected Ramdas Vipra. Because he knew in his heart, he had a desire to merge into Lord Ram and become Lord Ram. So even though he was chanting Ram Nam 24 hours a day, the ultimate desire was to become Lord Ram and enjoy Mother Sita, the whole material world. That is the last snare of Maya when a person wants to become God. So what is the use of chanting such names? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoh Smaranam, remembering Krishna. As far as remembering is concerned, Kamsa was remembering much more intensely. Shishupal was remembering much more intensely than probably any of us. 24 hours. Absolutely, even while sleeping. We don't remember Krishna even while chanting. But Kamsa and Shishupal were remembering Krishna intensely. But they didn't get the highest position of servant of God because they did it out of unfavorably, without the service attitude. So, in and of itself, all these Navada Bhakti, if that service attitude is not, if that attitude is there, it doesn't really matter. All the 9 processes automatically done. Automatically it will be achieved. So that service attitude, wanting to serve and please the Supreme Lord, satisfy the Supreme Lord, is what is actually required. Now the question is, how do we get this attitude? Because the service attitude is most important, which comes by satisfaction of the Lord. And that is got by mercy of the Lord. The causeless mercy of the Lord, as it is said here. Now, Arjun tells in the Bhagavad Gita, at the end, last verse of Arjun in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Nashto mohaha smritir labdhva stitosmi gata sandehaha karishye vachanam tava. He says, my Lord, after hearing the Bhagavad Gita, 4 things has happened in my heart. Nashto mohaha, all my illusion is gone. What is the moha? Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. I am this body and its extension is mine. So, nashto moha. Smritir labdha. Now I have got my memory back. What was that vismriti? I had forgotten who I am. Now I know. Smritir labdha. What is that smriti? Jivair swarubhoy krishnera nitya das. I am eternally, first of all, your servant. In relation with you, everything else is secondary. Just like when a lady marries a man, overnight this lady will have 100 new relatives. During reception, everyone is introduced. The man introduces, this is my mother, this is my father, this is my uncle, this is my aunt, this is my this and this is my dad. Hundreds of new relatives are formed overnight. But what is the center of all that relationship? It is that man. Just yesterday, some old man, some old lady, who cares? But after marriage, oh, this is my father, this is my mother-in-law, of course, whatever. But the idea is, the moment that connection is made, everything else makes sense. Omaivamsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. So when relationship is established based on Krishna-centered, Krishna being the center of that relationship, that's not illusion. That's real relationship. So Nashto Moha Smritar Labdha. And the third thing he says, Sthito Asmi Gata Sandehaha. Now I am situated without any doubt. Absolutely no doubt. Of what? Of two things. Your position as the Supreme Lord, Master, and my position as your eternal servant. There is no doubt about it. So these are the three internal convictions. But what is its external manifestation of this deep faith and conviction? Karishye vachanam tava. Whatever you say, without any question, I will simply follow the order. Because first and foremost, I am your servant. But he says one thing. How did I get this? Nashto moha smitar ladhva tvat prasadat maya achyuta. By your prasada, your mercy. Only by the causeless mercy of Krishna can we get this good intelligence and stop serving these illusory masters and take shelter of the lotus feet of our eternal loving master, Krishna. Yesterday one person had come and we were discussing. He was asking, how do I know how to please and satisfy Krishna? For Arjun, Krishna was personally standing there. How do I know how to please and satisfy Krishna? How to receive His mercy? And that's why it is said. How to get that? Beautifully acharyas have composed the prayers to Sri Guru. They said, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadu. By pleasing the spiritual master, bona fide representative of the Lord, bhagavat prasadu. The Lord is pleased. Yasya aprasadad nagati kutopi. By displeasing the representative of the Lord, we can't please the Lord. Yahara prasade bhai e bhava turiya jai. Only by the mercy of the spiritual master, we can easily cross over this birth cycle of birth and death. Je prasade pure sarva asha. By whose mercy all our desires. Now what's our desire? We want to serve the Lord eternally in the spiritual world. That is fulfilled. And therefore, to know Krishna, I was telling him yesterday, I said there are three. Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, Vakya, Chittete, Koriyo, Aikya. Krishna tells what he wants. His order is there in the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita, he tells what I like, what I don't like. But within the Shastra, there are so many instructions. But the great sadhus in the Acharya, in the line, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuno Sadharma Sanstapako, they have taken out the essential instruction for bhakti alone and established it. And amongst those instructions, we require a personal representative, the current link to that essential instruction, who can tell us from day to day, moment to moment, how to please and satisfy the Lord. So it's like funneling down Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, Vakya. Chittete Koriyo Aikya. If we make it our life and goal, life and soul, then success is guaranteed. Then we can actually achieve the perfection. So, how do we know that we are going on the right track? Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, there are two kinds of Mahajans. One Mahajan is ancient Mahajans. 12 Mahajans. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumaru Kapilo Manu Pralab Janaka Bhishma Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam Yamaraj. 12 Mahajans. But then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there are recent Mahajans. The recent Mahajans must be scrutinizingly, their lives must be scrutinizingly studied and followed. That's easier. That's much easier to relate to. Generally, if I talk about Prahlad Maharaj or Hiranyakashipu, very difficult to relate. It's okay, unless the principle is expressed. Otherwise, control the whole universe. He would order something and Vayu would come. That's very nice, thank you. Good katha. Very difficult to relate in this day and age. But you have to connect to the recent Mahajans. And who are the recent Mahajans? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. Mahaprabhu and all his devotees in the line, one should scrutinizingly study their lives. By studying their lives, the characteristics and the nature that they exhibited, then one can understand how to receive this mercy. Today we are going to discuss one life of such an exalted personality whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to give mercy. Absolutely no, he said. But this personality exhibited some characteristics, some qualities which attracted the Lord to shower his causeless mercy on him. By studying the characteristics and the qualities of this personality, which made the Lord, who had refused to give him mercy, shower his mercy, unlimited mercy, we can know what are the qualities we have to get for us to become qualified to receive the mercy by which we have the strength to say no to these masters, and we have the intelligence to know which master to serve. Shakti buddhi heen, ami ati deen. Shakti buddhi heen. I have no shakti. I know I am serving these rascal masters, but I have no power to say no to them. And I have no buddhi to know which master else. What to do? I know only this master. Buddhi heen. I don't have. You give me good intelligence to know which masters to serve, and after knowing that, give me the strength to say no to these masters. Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, the first verse he says, Vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, jihva vegam, udaropastha vegam, etan veganyo vishaheta dhira. If you want to become a servant of Krishna, you first have to become a Goswami. You can't be a Godas and Krishna Das at the same time. You can't serve two masters. You decide which master you want to serve. You want to be Godas, Go means the senses, or Gopal Das. You can't be Gopal Das and Godas at the same time. Early morning, 4 o'clock, alarm rings. You want to go for Mangalarti. Because representative of Gopal has said, you should come. But the ghosts say, just sleep. Okay? But I have to go to the Mangalarati. Just sleep. You can't serve two masters at the same time. If you want to become Krishna Das, you have to become Goswami. You should be the master of your senses. The senses should be your servant. The mind should be your servant. Bandhuratmaatmanastasi enatmaivatmanajita. Only one who has conquered his mind and his senses can actually say, I am Krishna Das. Proudly he can say, I am Krishna Das. Because all which is under my control, I can engage in my master's service. So therefore, let us briefly see the life of this great exalted personality. And this great personality is none other than Maharaj Pratap Rudram. We are very soon going to Jagannath Puri for Jagannath Rath Yatra. This pastime is nice, is very helpful to meditate on and prepare our consciousness to go to such a glorious place. What exactly happened there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas came to Jagannath Puri, instructed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and made him a pure devotee of Krishna. Tarkika Srigala Sange Bhiyu Bhiyu Kari Ebe Sehi Mukhe Sada Boli Krishna Hari. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after conversion, he said, Tarkika Srigala. Earlier I was a Tarkika, I was a logician. Tarkika Srigala Sange, and with all the logician jackals I would sit and bhyo, bhyo, bhyo. Prabhupada mentioned, I was listening to him. Why? He just repeats very nicely, makes nice sound. He says, this is how the jackals shout. And when one jackal shouts, the other jackal cannot stop. They have to shout out. So, Tarkika Srigala Sange Bhyu Bhyu Kari. I used to speak all nonsense, dry philosophy, logic. But, Ebe Sei Mukhe Sada Kahi Krishna Hari. Now, in the same mouth, I am just glorifying Hari and Krishna's name. So, after some time, Maharaj Prataprudra, whose capital was in Katak, he came to Jagannath Puri in a place called Khurda. Now it is Khurda Road. So, at Khurda, he had his palace. From there, he came to know that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was his guru, has become a devotee now. So, he called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, invited him. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came, he was a brilliant Shastric person. He knew all the Shastras. He was like Brihaspati. He was actually Brihaspati personified. All big, big sannyasis, though Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Grihastha, people would come to him to learn philosophy. So, Maharaj Prataprudra called him and he said, my dear Bhattacharya, I have heard that a very great personality has come to Jagannath Puri and he is staying at your own home, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke to him for 7 days, 7 nights. He says, I found out that he is staying at your own home, and I have also heard that this personality is very merciful to you. He has showered his special mercy to you, and he is generally very merciful. But specially he has shown special mercy to you, special favor to you. Is that right? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, yes. Said yes. He said, please, I request you, arrange for an interview with him. I want to just meet him. I want to see him. I want to talk to him. I also want to receive that mercy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, my dear king, whatever you have spoken about this personality being very great, very merciful, causing special mercy to me, everything is perfect, true. But I can tell you one thing, meeting him is going to be very difficult for you, because he is a sannyasi and he does not meet any king. He does not meet any materialistic person. Therefore, it is very difficult. Still, I will try. But there is one problem. I said, what's the problem? He said, now he has gone to South India for a yatra. He said, oh, he is such a great personality. Why did he leave Puri? Puri is a holy place. Why does he have to go to other holy places? He is already there in a dham where the Lord resides eternally. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, that is the glory of true Vaishnavas. They are holy places personified. They go to holy places not to be purified, but to purify everyone. In fact, they purify the holy places themselves. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirthi Bhutam Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabhrata. Because they carry the Lord within their heart, wherever they go, that becomes a holy place. They purify even the holy places, which is contaminated by the sins of people who come and just dump their sins. Then he said, that's all right, but why didn't you stop him? You should have stopped him from going all the places. Asked him to stay in Jagannath Puri. He said, I tried. But I tell you, he is not simply an exalted personality. Oh my dear king, let me tell you the truth. He is none other than the supreme personality of Godhead, Brajendra Nandana Krishna. He is not an ordinary personality. He is Swatantra. He is independent. How can I, an insignificant person, stop him? Still I tried. But he is independent Lord. He can go wherever he wants. Hearing this, Maharaj Pratapada said, it says, Raja kahe bhatta tumi vigya shiromani tumi tandre krishna kaho tate satyamani. This was the first qualification exhibited by Maharaj Pratapradra. He said, Raja kahe bhatta tumi vigya shiromani. Bhatta, oh, Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are very intelligent person. You are well versed in scriptures. You have understood the essence. And therefore, Tumi Tandre Krishna Kaho, when you say that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, Tate Satyamani, I simply accept it as truth. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yatha Deve Tatha Gurau, Tasyaite Katita Artha Prakashante Mahatmana. One should have full faith in the bona fide spiritual master when he says, Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone, there are 33 crore demigods, whatever, but they are all subordinate to him. He is the Supreme Lord. Imagine, shall Prabhupada going to the West and telling these people, absolutely no understanding of Vedic culture, he said, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He is blue in color, he has a peacock feather, he is a cowherd boy and wears a yellow dhoti. Can you imagine? Blue colored boy, born 93 kilometers southeast of Delhi, ordinary. Brahma got bewildered to hear this message. What made these people accept? They had faith. This man is genuine. He has not come to cheat us. He wants our welfare. By following, we are already experiencing that we are on the right track and all the contaminations are going away. Whatever you say, we accept. And therefore, we see they made such advancement. Not only did they develop faith, but whomever they could come in contact with, their faith was developed. That's the first qualification to receive the mercy. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriya Aikya. Aikya means to inscribe within the core of our heart. So then, immediately, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, but don't worry, he's going to come back very soon and I will make arrangement. Some arrangement we'll make. But when he comes back, he needs a residence. It should be solitary place, it should be very peaceful, but simultaneously very close to the Jagannath temple. Maharaj Pratapradra said, I know the place, Kashi Mishra's house. We will visit that place, Kashi Mishra, Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 18 years, where he exhibited the supremest ecstasies of love for Krishna. So he said, that is the best place. It is solitary, it is secluded, it is peaceful, yet very close to the Jagannath temple. Just few minutes, not even 2 minutes. Walk. So select that place. So he served the Lord, immediately made arrangements, you know, for the service of the Lord. So after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South Indian Yatra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went there and said, my Lord, I have a request to make to you. Should I make it? He said, you make it. If it is congenial, I'll say yes. If not, I'll say no. He said, no, no. Our king, Maharaj Pratapradra, is the king of Orissa. He wants an interview with you. He just wants to see you, have your darshan. Please, my Lord. The moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, immediately covered his eyes, ears with his finger. He said, Vishnu, 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 Sarabhauma, what are you telling? You know the scriptures very well. You know the injunctions for a sannyasi. He is not supposed to meet a materialistic person. How can I meet? Nishkinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukhasya paramparam jigamishor bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vishainam athayoshitamcha hahanta hanta vishabhakshanatopya sadhu. Immediately quoted scripture. He says, Nishkinchanasya, if you want to become completely pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, bhajana, bhagavat bhajana unmukha, now we are bahirmukha, if you want to become facing towards the Supreme Master, paramparam jigamishorbha, if you are really serious about crossing the ocean of birth and death in this very lifetime, then what to speak of associating? Sandarshanam, even seeing a materialistic person engrossed in sense gratification, or associating with the opposite sex with a desire to enjoy, then ha hanta hanta vishabhakshanato, it's worse than drinking poison willingly. Because when you drink poison, your body is killed. But by association of this, by drinking it through your senses, this association reaches the heart, and Krishna bhakti is lost for millions of lifetimes. That is worse than drinking poison. I would rather drink poison and kill my body than kill my soul or kill my devotional service by associating with materialistic person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited what quality one must have if he wants to become serious about receiving the mercy of the Lord. So, and he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarabhauma, if you repeat even one more time, if you push me, then I will go away from here. No, my Lord, you just stay here. No problem. Just walked off. And he started meditating. Now what to do? Maharaj Prataprudra is desperate and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absolutely refused. Sometime later, Ramanand Rai happened to come. Ramanand Rai was the governor under Maharaj Prataprudra of the state of what is now Andhra Pradesh, Godavari district. Maharaj Prataprudra had conquered. He was a very powerful king. He had conquered practically most of India. So, he had this governor. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he had told Ramanand Rai, leave your service, resign, and come and stay with me. I want your association. Let's discuss Krishna Katha regularly. Ramanand Rai was a very exalted devotee. Very, very exalted. So, he came to Jagannath Puri, and as soon as he came, he went and met Maharaj Prataprudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Straight, he didn't go to any other place. Straight he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place at Gambhira. And Ramanand Rai said, my Lord, I have to tell you some good news. I went to the king and I told him, I want to retire from the service. He said, why? He said, because I want to engage in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. I have been ordered by him. Therefore, please, I request your permission. Please accept my resignation and allow me to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he expressed this, what was Maharaj Prataprudra's reaction? He was a lord and master. Ramanand Rai was his subordinate. And he's coming and he's asking for something which this fellow is aspiring. Life's goal. And his subordinate has already got it. And he's telling me, give permission. Anybody in Maharaj Prataprudra's place, what? I am not getting this interview and you get permanent stay with them? No. I'll tell them, get out. Go back to Godavari. But what did Maharaj Prataprudra do? He says, immediately hearing the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stood up, ran to Ramananda Roy. From his throne he stood up, went there, tightly embraced Ramananda Roy, and holding his hand with tears in his eyes, he started glorifying Ramananda Roy and glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Ami char yogya nahi tandra darshane, tandre yehi bhaje tandra safala jivane. He says, Ami char. Maharaj Pratap Rudra tells Ramananda Roy, I am such a fallen person. Yogya nahi tandra darshane. I have no qualification to meet the Supreme Lord. Tandre jehi bhaje tandra safala jivane. But I tell you, Ramananda Roy, whoever serves Lord Chaitanya, his life is perfect. And then he said, Parama Kripalu Teho Brajendra Nandan, Kona Janme More Avashya Divena Darshan. Parama Kripalu Teho, he is supremely merciful. Brajendra Nandan, he is Supreme Lord Krishna. Kona Janme More Avashya Divena Darshan. Most probably in some lifetime, he will give me his darshan. This was the word of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Ami char. The first quality, he says, is I am unqualified. That was his humility. Ami char. I am insignificant. I have no qualification. He was a king. He was powerful. He had all wealth. He had influence, prestige. Everyone was giving respect to him. But he says, Ami char, I have no qualification. That is the real humility of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, which attracted the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just think about this. What are our qualifications, which we are very proud of? I am very powerful, I have this qualification, I have so much wealth, I have so much influence, I have so many abilities, qualities. But what are they? Actually, what we are proud of is our anarthas. Whatever we are proud of, other than the fact that we are insignificant servants of Krishna, any other qualification, if we become proud of, actually we are proud of this contamination, this anartha. If you say, we have some weeds in the garden, and I say, I am very proud to have so many weeds in the garden, that's foolish. So being proud of any other qualifications, other than being a devotee of Krishna, is being proud of one's own anartha. Maharaj Pratap Rudra understood this. He says, I am insignificant. I am unqualified. Ami char, yogya nahi tara darshane. I have no qualification. What qualification I have to go and see him? But I know one thing. Tandra yehi bhaje, tandra safala jivane. Tare yehi bhaje. Whoever worships him, his life is successful. He had that faith, nishchaya. Whoever worships Krishna, his life will be successful. How many have this conviction? Rupa Goswami says, Utsahat. The first qualification of advancing in devotion is enthusiasm. Maharaj Pratap Rudra exhibited such enthusiasm. He got up from his seat, embraced him, caught hold of his hand with tears in his eyes. He said, wow, you got the mercy. Wonderful. That is the first thing. He was very happy and he was non-envious. He was non-envious. Sometimes we see somebody else getting more mercy than us. Somebody exhibiting more empowerment than us. Generally there is a tendency to become envious. And envy is such a negative quality. And unfortunately, people keep it in their heart, cultivate it and nourish it. As we were telling the day before yesterday, I went to Nasik and on the taxi I saw a beautiful sticker. जो दूसरों से जलता है वो खुद को जलाता है. जो दूसरों से जलता है वो खुद को जलाता है. We say burning with envy, right? Why burn? It is burning out and not burning your sinful reactions. But this burning is destroying all whatever little good quality, that also goes away. Duryodhan had such good qualities, some at least. But this envy of the Pandavas actually removed every good quality in him, burnt away all that. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amogha, you are a Brahmana, your heart should be clean. Why are you entertaining this envy within your heart? Maharaj Prataprudra was enthusiastic because he had no envy. He was happy to see somebody receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such intimate association. And Parama Kripalu Teho Brajendra Nandan, Kona Janme More Avashya Divena Darshan. Some lifetime, hopefully, I will get that mercy. He had dhairya. He had patience. Someday, most probably I will get, just like Mukunda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Oh, after 1 crore births, 10 million births, I'll get the darshan. Haribo, wonderful. Just 10 million births. Sometimes we become a little restless. If tears don't flow our eyes after chanting a few rounds. But he is exhibiting utsahat, nishayat, full faith, and dhairyat, patience. And more than anything, non-enviousness. Krishna says in the Gita, Arjun, you can understand this confidential knowledge because you are not envious of me. Then Ramananda Rai told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ye tahara prema arti dekhilo tomare, तार एक प्रेम लेश नाही को आमाते. He says, Dear Lord, ये तहार प्रेम आरती. प्रेम आरती means painful feeling of love of Godhead in separation. What I saw, His love for you, mere be hearing your name, He caught hold of my hand and tears of love in His eyes. He says, I don't even have a drop of the love that He has for you. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu kahe tumi Krishna bhakata pradhan, toma ke ye priti kare sei bhagyavan. This is the secret. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this quality, non-envious, enthusiastic, full faith and patience of Maharaj Prataprudra, then he said, Prabhu kahe tumi Krishna bhakata pradhan, you are a great devotee of Lord, tuma ki ye priti kare sei bhagyavan. Whoever loves you, such a person is very fortunate. Who is bhagyavan? Bhagyavan doesn't mean one who gets lottery ticket. Bhagyavan means one who gets the opportunity to meet Bhagavan. He is bhagyavan. Real bhagyavan. तुमाते ये प्रीति ये तो होइलो राजार, एही गुणे कृष्णतांद्रे करिबे अंगीकार. Because he has developed love for you, Krishna will accept him very soon. So this was one quality of Maharaj Prataprudra, which softened Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's resistance in showering his mercy. So many, Prabhupada says, love me, love my dog. If you love someone, and if you kick the dog, his love, favorable dog, if you kick him on the face, it's like kicking that fellow on the face. Because the dog is very dear to me. You may glorify, right in front of me, beat the dog with a stick for no reason. So, it's very difficult to please Krishna. We don't even know who Krishna is. Very difficult. But, it is very easy to please the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, by pleasing Krishna's devotee, it is so easy to please Krishna. So one should somehow try to please the representative of the Lord. Prabhupada quotes, Yeme Bhakta Jana Partha. Krishna tells Adipuran, in the Adipuran to Arjun, one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee. One who is a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. Why? Why is a devotee so dear to Krishna? Because the devotee has sold out his body, mind, words, energy, everything to Krishna. Therefore, such a person becomes very, very devoted. I would like to just quote one instance. I was a little offensive in this sense. I was watching the last pastime of Prabhupada. The last lesson it's called. Generally people say don't watch it because it's very painful to see Prabhupada. Simply muscle, not even muscle, skin and bone. Having seen Prabhupada in his preaching mood as a world acharya, that last part is very, very painful. Especially when he leaves his body, how they put him in samadhi. It's very painful for devotees. But still, when you say something no, then you get little curiosity. I want to see what it is. I saw it, and I saw Prabhupada practically, his cheek has gone inside, only bones protruding, eyes are also like that protruding, and he still, just one or two days before he left his body, still he was speaking very soft, and microphone was put very close. Jayadev Maharaj and others were sitting, and they were recording, and he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. This was the 13th chapter of 10th canto, the last chapter that he translated. And I would like to tell you, frankly, truthfully, what I felt when I first saw it. It was a little offensive, but I felt, I couldn't understand. Why is he translating? Few verses, if he doesn't do what? Even to the extent of I was thinking that, what is this drama? Why he should translate? Even if he translates another 10 more shlokas. But he has already done 10th canto, 9 chapters. Till now everything is done, Chaitanya Charitamrita is done. Even if he doesn't do 5 more verses or something, because even one verse was such a painful thing for him. It was very difficult to understand. So, immediate thought of mine was like that. But then, I got the solution, or I got this understanding, later, when we were in Vrindavan, and Soliness Radhan Swami Maharaj was telling about one devotee, Shyam Baba, Ghanshyam Baba. He was telling, he was such an old man, it would take almost more than an hour for him to bring one bucket of water from the Jamuna to the deities of Gopijan Vallabh, which he used to bathe. Maharaj at that time was very, very young, you know, American body, very tough and 20 years old. So he said, I'll carry it for you. He said, no, you're the friend of Gopijan Vallabh, I'm his servant. So you're my guest, you know, you should not. But not being able to see this, you know, for 20 yards he would take more than 2 hours to carry. He would carry 2 steps and keep it down, relax for 5 minutes, again carry. So Maharaj was thinking, he grabbed from his hand. Say, I can't see, you're struggling so much. He grabbed it from his hand and wanted to carry. And Ghanshyam Baba with tears in his eyes, said, please don't, please keep it. He said, you can do so many services. For me, this is the only service I can do now. Don't take away my service. What is life without service? So at that time I was meditating, I was thinking, Prabhupada's life was service. If he had this much breath, he would use it for serving. And that was an acharya. An acharya means, if you have this much life, pran achejar shehetu prachar. If you have life, life means to serve Krishna. That's your constitutional position. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikhila shvapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate. Who is a liberated person? Liberated means liberated from bodily conception. He knows I am not the body, I am the soul. And soul is eternally servant of Krishna. Today I have 1 ounce of energy, I use it for Krishna. Tomorrow I have very much big energy, like Hanuman, I will serve Krishna in that way. If I have 1 ounce, I will serve in whatever way possible. But without service, what is life? You have no choice. If you don't serve Krishna, you have to serve Maya. No in-between stage. And therefore, as an Acharya, and simultaneously, that was his life. That was himself. Krishna sends his very intimate Parishad associates to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls like us. And they, by their words, Upadesha Mantra, by their words, by their instructions, and by their own life, they demonstrate what is life for. If it is not for serving, why live? Sukadeva Goswami says, as far as breathing is concerned, even the bellows of the blacksmith breathe. That also makes sound is there. They are also breathing. If it is not used in the service of the Lord, what is the use of these eyes? What is the use of these ears? What is the use of everything that we have? So in this way, therefore, because a devotee is absolutely surrendered to Krishna, he is so dear to Krishna, so dear to Krishna, that anyone who is dear to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, Srivas, because you are so dear to me, anyone directly, indirectly connected to you, even a dog of your home, will go back to Godhead, will become very dear to me. Because you have absolutely dedicated your life for me. So therefore, by serving such a devotee, he becomes very, the Lord becomes very, very favorably disposed, showers his mercy. Therefore, we find those devotees who were very, very close to Prabhupada, who served him when he needed them most, even though sometimes they seemed to be out of active devotional service, when they were leaving their body, they were 100% Krishna conscious. Because a devotee, like the Lord, is very, very grateful. He never forgets even little activity done for him. Dhananjay Prabhu was telling, Prabhupada, when he left his body, 3 days before he left his body, he just called Dhananjay Prabhu and he took out his solid gold ring with a diamond stone, which was given by a disciple. They said, this is very good for your health, you please wear it. He took out that gold ring with a diamond stone, very costly, $25,000 or something, Dhananjay Prabhu said. He took it out, called Dhananjay Prabhu, and he said, please give it to George, meaning George Harrison. At the time of death, just giving up, before his giving up his body, Srila Prabhupada, a world acharya with thousands of disciples, still remembered that one man who helped him print the Krishna book when he needed it the most, desperately wanted to distribute and spread Krishna consciousness, make Krishna's message available. He remembered him. And when George heard Dhananjay Prabhu was telling, he had tears in his eyes. So what? Prabhupada remembered me? Such an insignificant person? Just like Vidura. When Uddhava told, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Uddhava told Vidura, Krishna remembered you just before winding up his pastime. Vidura was overwhelmed. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His family members are 4 billion. Whole Dwarkavasi. He had so many devotees all over the universe. But of all of them, he remembered me, an insignificant person. So the devotees of the Lord, anyone who does any service, they become very grateful and they pray. Oh, this person has done so much benefit. Thank you so much. What can I do? I can't do anything. I'll pray that Krishna shower your mercy. Krishna can't say no. Because Krishna is obliged to this devotee. Therefore, wherever the devotee thinks, whosoever he praises or is grateful for any help in the mission of his guru, in the his servant, I mean, the Lord's servant, the Lord becomes favorably disposed. So, the secret is to please and satisfy a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord. That's the easiest way. And how does a devotee become pleased? When you take up devotional service. His life he is giving simply to give Krishna to others. So, you don't have to benefit yourself. I mean, you don't have to benefit him by simply benefiting yourself by taking up the process of Krishna consciousness. You become benefited, he is happy, Krishna's mercy comes, everything becomes auspicious. In this way, another time, another quality that Maharaj Prataprudra exhibited was determination. He saw that Mahaprabhu was not at all giving him mercy. Externally at least he was very angry. No, I won't meet him, I won't meet him. At one time Maharaj Prataprudra said, he wrote a letter, he meant it. He said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not give me mercy, just because I am a king. So, this kingship is what is obstructing me from getting Mahaprabhu's mercy, right? To hell with this kingship. I will give up the kingdom, I will give up my post as a king, I will become a beggar on the street. I will become an ordinary devotee, if that's what it is. And he meant it. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw this, his heart was moved. He said, such determination you have, very soon Krishna has to shower you mercy. Don't worry. Please, just tolerate. What is determination? Anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varjanam. Anything that is favorable to achieve Krishna's mercy, however difficult it is to our senses, however difficult it is to our mind, however difficult it is for our ego, we accept it nevertheless. And anything that is not favorable, however pleasing to the senses, mind and ego, we reject it. It is so difficult to say no to the things of this world and to say yes to Krishna. But if we don't have determination, then we are simply animals, that's all. Therefore, human life means we have to develop determination. How? By reading the lives of these great souls who exhibited profound determination and associating with those devotees who in their lives are showing that determination to achieve Krishna's mercy. Another time, then he said, don't worry, Rath Yatra is coming very soon. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will shower you mercy. I'll give you a technique by which you can get the mercy. Don't worry, just patience, hold. He somehow held on. And during Rath Yatra, when Maharaj Prataprudra, as is the custom even today, Sammarjana, he takes a broom and in front of the Lord Jagannath, he does cleansing the path and sprinkling sandalwood and rose water. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Maharaj Prataprudra, the king of the whole, that particular area, taking an insignificant menial position in relationship with the Lord, Raja ra tuchha seva dekhi, prabhura tushta man, seita prasade paila rahasya darshan. Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see the humble disposition of Maharaj Prataprudra. He took a humble menial position. Actually, service is not a burden, it is a blessing. Irrespective of what that service is, for a person who has a service attitude, any service is simply seen as a blessing. So with tears in his eyes, Maharaj Prataprudra was doing that service, seemingly an insignificant service. One who sees the service as a blessing and not as a burden can receive the mercy of the Lord. One time we were in Kumbh Mela and a German devotee came. Nobody knew who he was. He just came, kept his luggage in one tent and came, immediately ran to the place where devotees were serving. Thousands of people were coming and prasadam serving was going on. Desperately people were calling, "Hey, please somebody come for serving." Nobody was there. This man threw his luggage in the tent, no washing, nothing. He just, you know, just washed up and came, grabbed a bucket, it was just lying there, and he started serving. Serving. I mean, he came early in the morning around 8:30. Serving. And then it got exhausted. The buckets got exhausted. Where is the bucket? Where to fill? Then somebody showed, udara. And then he went there. He didn't even know, other than German. So that fellow went there and he saw that all huge rice was cooked. They had no pots, so they would put it in a huge mat. Mats were there, chatai. On that chatai they would put the rice. Immediately he filled up all the buckets, brought it, sometimes carrying two or three at a time, started serving. Nobody knew that fellow's name. Nobody knew who he was, but he was serving throughout. He became in charge. He was telling, you serve there. And then suddenly, that cook, time passed and that cook also went away. Then he went there, no rice and people are still sitting there. So he found out where the rice is. Somebody said, there. He bought the goni, put the water. And he was cooking then. He became the cook. First he was serving in charge, then he said, he appointed someone, you serve now. And he started cooking, putting it in that. For next three days, he was overseeing the whole cooking and serving. And practically no one bothered to know, and nobody knew the language to communicate with him. But he was in charge. So how we see it? Of course, it's very easy to speak such philosophy when you are comfortably seated on a Vyasasana and so many people are, you know, "Oh, Prabhuji is so exalted, realization is giving." So easy to speak. But the examination is just when you keep your feet down on the floor. So easy to speak philosophy. But simply, hopefully, some, by the mercy of devotees, Vaishnavas, if one day, someday, if we can develop, learn to see that service as a blessing rather than a burden, then one should know that such a person is a liberated soul actually. He's got liberated. Because what is liberation? Liberation means he is always Krishna unmukha. His life is service. What is the use of life without service? And therefore he could understand the rahasya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in seven different groups simultaneously. No one could see except Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Kashishwar and Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He was sitting and he said, "Hare, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing simultaneously in all." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "You have received the mercy. Krishna twice exhibited this. At the time of Rasleela, he expanded himself into hundreds of forms to dance with each gopi. In Dwarka, he expanded himself to reciprocate with each of his wife, 16,000 wives. And the third time he did was here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reciprocating with each dancing party by dancing within him." No one can understand the confidential, inconceivable power of Lord Krishna and have faith in it till he gets the mercy of the Lord. That's why 9th chapter is called Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga. Because there it says, "I am all pervading by my energy, simultaneously I am outside." Only a devotee who has faith in this can actually see it and understand. And then during another time, Harichandan, the Maharaj Pratap Rudra was personally, first devotees were there, second round of devotees for when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in the Rath Yatra, and third they were holding their hands. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra was also holding the hands of all, along with his servants. Harichandan was also there. And in front of Maharaj Pratap Rudra was Srivas Thakur. So he was just, you know, dancing and very ecstatic. So Harichandan saw that, you know, "My Lord, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he wants to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this fellow is coming in between." So he would just, you know, do to Srivas Thakur. He was pushing him. Srivas Thakur was in ecstasy. Who was constantly pushing him? He got really angry. Anyone stop? So he just turned around and slapped Harichandan. Not even knowing who he is.
So Harichandran was very angry. Harichandran was about to tell something to Srivas Thakur. Maharaj Pratap Rudra stopped him. He said, Bhagyavan tumi ihar hastasparsha paila. Amar bhagya nahi tumi krithartha hoila. I mean, just imagine the king saying this. He should have said, move this guy aside. I want to see. Bhagyavan tumi. You just see, what is his consciousness? A devotee slaps someone and that fellow wants to counteract and he says, Bhagyavan tumi. Ihar hastas parsha paila. Not a slap. He said, hastas parsha paila. Amar bhagya nahi. Tumi krithartha hoila. Are, I wish I could have got that. This is a person who is fit for liberation. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam harid vag vapur bhir vidadha namaste jivetayo mukti padesa dayabhak. One who has this consciousness, my Lord, you are all powerful, all knowing, all good, all loving. And whatever you do in my life is your mercy. When good things come, I say, thank you, my Lord, I don't deserve it, but just to encourage me, you are doing some good things. And when some slaps come, hastas parsha paila, he says, my Lord, I need to be punished million times more, but just so as I don't get discouraged, you are giving me a sample. Just a sample. Harid vag vapur bhir vidadha namaste. Through his heart, through his words and through his action, if he offers obeisances to the Lord under all circumstances and says, thank you, my Lord. Thank you for this causeless mercy. Mukti padesa dayabhag. He is a rightful heir to liberation. This was the consciousness exhibited by Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And finally, since time is getting late, we will try to cut short. When Balagandi garden came, halfway through Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Rath Yatra, there is a place called Balagandi, almost 3/4. There Jagannath Rath stops and all the people, from a king to a pauper, everyone makes their offerings. So offering was going on and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates went into the Balagandi garden and took rest because they were exhausted by dancing. Ecstatic dancing was going on. So they were taking rest. At that time, on the instruction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his guru, Maharaj Pratap Rudra gave up all his royal robes, took up the dress of a Vaishnava, simple Vaishnava, and he says, he went and begged the permission of all the devotees nearby Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went and fell flat at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was taking rest, and started massaging his feet. He took that courage on the order of his guru and with the blessings of Vaishnavas. He dared, whatever be the result, he dared to catch Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and massage his feet. And on the instruction of Maharaj Pratap Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he started speaking from the, chanting the verses of Gopi Geet. Bhaja Chaiti Tehdikam. And when he came to that Tavakathamritam verse, which every time we sing when our Bhakti Charu Maharaj comes, Tavakathamritam Tapta Jeevana, he started singing. As he was singing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying down, jumped up and he said, Bhurida, 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 and tightly embraced and he said, sing again, you have to sing again and again and again. So sing again. And ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him tightly and bathed him with tears of his mercy. And he said, who are you who have given me such happiness by narrating Krishna's pastimes? Who are you? And at that time, this particular, he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, this was the culmination of Mahaprabhu's showering his mercy and accepting Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He says, why Maharaj Pratap Rudra got it? Purva seva dekhi tandre kripa upajila anusandhana vina kripa prasada korila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. That means all the previous things had softened his heart. And the same Lord who had refused to give him mercy, by seeing all this, one by one, all these different qualities, his heart was becoming softer. So, purva seva dekhi tandre kripa upajila. Slowly that mercy began to flow. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon the king. He didn't even know who this fellow was. But he simply embraced him and showered his mercy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ei dekho chaitanyero kripa mahabal, tar anusandhan bina koraye safal. How powerful is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. So, the Lord is seated in everyone's heart. He sees those qualifications. And when it is, Mahaprabhu's mercy is so great that simply by rendering svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. If someone has little service attitude, now I want to serve the devotees, I want to please the Lord, I want to please the Vaishnavas, I want to please the Guru. Even a little desire is there, svalpamapi asya dharmasya trayate. Such a person becomes fearless in any condition of life, because he knows, I have the lotus feet of Krishna in my hand. Prabhu bole, ke tumi korila mora hito, achambite asi, piyao Krishna lilamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of pastimes of Lord Krishna. Who are you? As if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't know. He is the Lord in the heart of every devotee. But why did he ask this question? To extract from the mouth of Maharaj Pratap Rudra what he was relishing within his heart for all world to know eternally. What was the consciousness that he was acting which was pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says, Raja kohe ami tumar daser anudas bhrityera bhritya karo ehi morash. Raja kohe ami tumar daser anudas. He didn't say, this is my I-card. By the way, I'm king. Introduce him. Introduce me to him. And, you know, somebody reading out. He says, Raja kohe ami tumar daser anudas. He actually felt it. He said, This is my only designation. Raja kahe ami tumar daser anudas. I am the servant of your servant. Bhrityera bhritya karo ehi mora ash. I want to be the servant of your servant. Not even your servant. Your servant is a very big position. I want to be the servant of your servant. In the Mukundamala Sotra, Kulshekhar Maharaj says this. Majjanmana phalamidam madhukaita bare mat prarthaniya madanugraha esha eva tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrityasya bhritya itimam smaralokanatha. He says, Majjanmana phalamidam. I will consider the fruit of my life. Majjanmana, if you can give this. Mat prarthaniya, my only aspiration in life. I will consider, my Lord, that you have given me this mercy. If you accept me as tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrityasya bhritya itimam smaralokan. 7 times. As a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Satsuru Maharaj writes in the purport, Krishna's servant is Radharani. His servant are the Sakhis. His servants are the Manjaris, headed by Rupa Goswami. and his servants are the acharyas, and his servant Srila Prabhupada, we want to be the servant of his servant. In the parampara, simply rendering menial service for the pleasure and satisfaction of his intimate devotees. Prahlad Maharaj asked Narsingdev this benediction, to be the servant of the servant. Dhruva Maharaj asked Kubera to be the servant of the servant. Kolaveca Sridhar asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the servant of the servant. Practically all devotees. This is the greatest achievement for a devotee. And this is the highest benediction one can desire and aspire for, that we become the servant of the servant. And lastly, to conclude, I am taking too much time, but this subject matter is very intensive. What does it mean to become a servant of the servant? Alright, very nice, katha was very nice, but after kirtan, when you go out, what should we do, Prabhuji? Practical bolo. First, we should become a good servant. What is that servant? Becoming a servant of the servant. We have Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Vishnu Padaya. Why is dear? Because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet. And Krishna Preshthaya is very, therefore he is very dear to the Lord. So he is a servant. So, servant of the servant means Sei Upadesha Mantra. Two things. His mantra and his upadesha. And he has given us a mantra for cleansing our heart. What is that mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he has given some upadesha. And that upadesha is, follow at least the four regulative principles. Don't fall back again to become a Godas. So at least give up these activities which again pull you to become Godas. Kamadinam katina katida. Don't fall again to the lust which manifests Kamayesha krodhayesha rajoguna samudbhava. Shaknoti haivaya sodhum prak sharira vimokshanat. Kama krodha udbhavam vegam sayukta sasukhi naraha. These vegas are coming from kama, which is coming from the mode of ignorance and passion. So, give up these illicit activities or bad habits which make you again servant. And now, what is the positive sign? That you chant the holy name. And what is this holy name? This holy name is begging for the service of the Lord. O energy of the Lord, Hara. O all attractive Krishna. O reservoir of pleasure, Ram. Please engage me in your devotional service. By this, at least from Duryodhan's army, we come to Yudhishthira's army. From this side, Kaurava's side, we at least come to Pandava's side. Then our belt changes. We were discussing, right? The first verse was that. He says, the living entity bound around the neck by the chain of Maya, because he has forgotten the Lord eternally. So that chain is removed, we put another chain. Then people know, oh, is that party. He's not our party. And then, this is gross. Grossly we have left Maya's party. She's not going to let us go. Such an obedient servant, who wants that a servant should go away? You will give so many temptations. Come back. Sochalo. Promotion milega. Promotion milega. Laaj jor se nahi padega. Kam padega. Subtle temptations, challenges, subtly it will come. And so many situations. But then as Hanumanji is personification of Dasyam, who achieved his perfection simply by Dasatva. When he went to Sri Lanka, when he went on the mission of Lord Ram, he took a vow, I will not come back till I become successful. If I don't get the message of Sita, I won't come back. So when they didn't find Sita, they decided they will fast to death. And as they were sitting, one bird was sitting on top and he was saying, hey, all monkeys are fasting. If they are fasting to death, that means tomorrow is my feasting. The monkey said, anyway, we are going to die. Let us chant Ram Katha. When they spoke the name of Jatayu, then Sampati said, hey, Jatayu is my brother. What do you want? No, we want to find Sita. Oh, he went that way. Only with the information, Hanumanji came back. Otherwise, he won't come back. And then when he went to Lanka on the mission, he was tested. Mainaka mountain came up. Golden mountain. Relax here for some time, then you can go on the mission of your Lord. Hanumanji said, no. No relaxation. Immediately I have to serve. First things first. Then Surasa came, so many others, then Lankini came and put a challenge. And Hanumanji slapped her on the face, went away. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he took the order of his Guru Maharaj and he went to the west, not to return back till he was successful in his mission. He had a passport, he could come back. He had a ticket, return ticket to come back by Jaladuta. But he would come and say, what is the use? How can I show my face if I go back? So many monkeys returned back without any news. Hanumanji decided not to return back if I don't get the news. Srila Prabhupada didn't return back till he had his dancing white elephants. Then he brought them to present it to his guru. This is it. You wanted it to be preached in English language. Here they are, dancing white elephants. And he was given later so many facilities, so many challenges, so many temptations. But Prabhupada was unconcerned because he was fixed. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandan. He had taken his mission of his spiritual master as his life and soul. So this is the secret. And it's not going to be very a cakewalk. Obviously it's going to be difficult. But if we simply pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, even the most difficult things become simple. But without Mahaprabhu's mercy, simplest thing becomes very difficult. So we simply pray for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, Guru and Vaishnava. And then, even the most difficult things, to remember Krishna always, is the biggest challenge, will become easier by His mercy. Thank you very much. I am sorry for the delay.
This father, Nandan Shastri ji also, is very good friend of our Gurudev, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. The real introduction of this personality is that he is a genuine Brijvasi. Constantly he is meditating on the pastimes of Krishna and Balram and Radharani. And to know this, you have to stay with him. Because we are fortunate that he is staying with us. Constantly, day and night, he is meditating on the pastimes of Krishna, Balram and Radharani. So that is the Prabhudanand Saraswati says that such Brijvasis are the representation of my form. He considers them as his own expansions. So we are very fortunate. Today he will speak to us for a few minutes about the glories of Dasya Ras.
Radha Gopinath ji ke prangan mein, Prabhupada ji ke sannidhi mein, Radha Nath Maharaj ki kripa se hum yahan kai din se ruke bhaye hain. आज हमसे पूर्व वक्ता महाराज श्री दास राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु जी ने दास रस के ऊपर बहुत ही विशद विवेचन प्रस्तुत किया. विश्वरूप जी ने दास रस के ऊपर थोड़ा सा प्रकाश डालवे को हमसे कहो, समय बहुत कम है और आप लोग भी प्रसाद के लिए आतुर हैं. तो थोड़ा सा हम या के संबंध में निवेशन करेंगे और समय थोड़ा सा ज्यादा भी लग जाए, दो चार मिनट, तो क्षमा करिए, कोई ऐसी बात नहीं है. ये समय बार बार नहीं आवे और जितना समय को उपयोग कर लियो जाए भगवत चिंतन में, वो थोड़ा ही है. दास्य, दास का मतलब हो सेवक से. सेवक कौन हो? जो अपने स्वामी के अनुकूल जैसी भी परिस्थिति हो अपने को ढाल ले। राजी हैं हम उसी में जिसमें तेरी रजा है। अगर श्याम सुंदर को ये राजी है कि मेरे सेवक मुझ में लात मारे तो वो सेवा है। सखा ऐसे हैं जो श्याम सुंदर के वास्तव में दास्य हैं, लेकिन श्याम सुंदर के अनुकूल आचरण करवे में उनको नेक भी संकोच नहीं लगे। दास्य भाव में अपनी कोई इच्छा नहीं होए, अपनी इच्छा अपने स्वामी में लवलीन कर ली जाए। जैसे एक सती स्त्री पतिव्रता स्त्री अपनो अस्तित्व मिटा के अपने पति की सेवा करे, ऐसे ही दास्य अपने स्वामी के प्रसन्न करवे को अपने अस्तित्व को मिटा दे। जइये कहा बारिदता बारिद की और बूंदता बिलई है विवश बिचारी की। एक समुद्र है अथाह समुद्र, उसमें कोई दो लोटा पानी डाल दे तो क्या फर्क पड़ेगा, और दो लोटा पानी ले ले तो क्या करे फर्क पड़ेगा। लेकिन दास्य जो है एक बूंद के समान है, और वो बूंद समुद्र में मिल गई तो उसका तो अस्तित्व समाप्त हो गया। इसी तरह से दास्य को ये बतलाया गया है कि उसके स्वामी जो है वो अथाह समुद्र है, और वो जो है बूंद के बराबर है, और वो अपने अस्तित्व को उसी तरह से मिटा देता है जैसे एक बूंद सागर में मिल जाए। या को कहे दास्य, या के आचार्य है श्री हनुमान जी। हनुमान जी को स्मरण करे बिना दास्य रस की प्राप्ति नहीं होए। ये भी एक रस है। नवदा भक्ति में नौ प्रकार की भक्ति बताई है। स्मरणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम बंदनम दास्यम सक्षम आत्मनिवेदनम। ये बड़े सौभाग्य की बात है। 54 जो है इतवार पड़े एक साल भर में, और उनमें से 9 इतवार या भक्ति रस के लिए या गोपीनाथ मंदिर में रिजर्व कर दिए गए, और वहां से स्मरण भक्ति कीर्तन भक्ति स्मरण भक्ति जो सब भक्ति है इन सब के लिए एक एक दिन जो है निश्चित किए गए। दास रस सातमो रस सातवीं भक्ति है सातवें प्रकार की। अब केवल दो भक्ति शेष रह जाए, एक है सख्य भक्ति और एक है आत्मनिवेदन भक्ति। दो के लिए अगला संडे और उससे अगला संडे, ये दो निश्चित हैं। वैसे तो भक्ति में अनेक प्रकार हैं, एक है तदीया भक्ति एक है मदीया भक्ति। सबसे बड़ी है उत्तमा भक्ति, उत्तमा रागानुरागा जाकू के प्रेमा भक्ति के हैं। और भी अनेक भेद हैं, कोई मुखिया घोड़ा। प्रहलाद जी सर्वश्रेष्ठ भक्त माने गए श्रवण भक्ति के, अन्य भक्ति के में ऐसा कोई नियम नहीं है। दास्य भक्ति में अन्य रस नहीं होंगे, दास्य में शांत भी होगा, सब होंगे। इसी तरह से वात्सल्य रस जब आता है तो वात्सल्य में वात्सल्य से पहले सब आ जाते हैं, सख्य आ जाता है, शांत आ जाता है। और इनमें 5 भेद भक्ति के और बतलाए। कृष्ण भक्ति में 5 जाके रूप और हैं, वो है शांत दास्य सख्य वात्सल्य और माधुर्य। ये नवदा भक्ति से में ही है, कोई अलग नहीं है। जैसे मैंने पिछले उसमें बतलाया था 49 प्रकार के हवा हुए, गर्म हवा ठंडी हवा। जून के महीना में मथुरा वृंदावन में देखो तो शरीर झुलस जाता है तो हवा। ऐसी भक्ति है, भक्ति भी अनेक प्रकार की है। हिरण्यकश्यप ने भक्ति किया, क्या वो भक्ति नहीं थी? 24 घंटे भगवान का ध्यान करते थे। कंस ध्यान करता था, काला ही काला उसको श्याम सुंदर ही श्याम सुंदर दिखाई देते थे, वो सब भक्त थे। लेकिन भक्ति के रूप अलग अलग हैं। जैसे आप गेहूं के हलवा बनाते हैं, पूड़ी बनाते हैं, अनेक दिव्य वस्तुएं गेहूं से बनती हैं, मूल में सब में गेहूं ही, ऐसे ही भक्ति है सब में। लेकिन भक्ति के अपने अपने अधिकार है, अपना अपना आनंद है। किसी को चमेली की खुशबू पसंद है, किसी को गुलाब की खुशबू पसंद है, ये तो अपना अपना मन है। जैसी जिसकी जैसे गुरु महाराज बता दें, जैसे रास्ता है मार्ग मिल जाए, ये सब भक्ति है। तो दास्य रस के जो आचार्य मैंने बतलाए वो है हनुमान जी। हनुमान जी की कृपा के बिना दास्य रस की प्राप्ति नहीं होती है, ये आचार्य हैं। एक बार ऐसा हुआ, सीता माता ने सिंदूर लगाया, मांग में सिंदूर लगाया, और हनुमान जी आ गए। सीता माता को मुस्कुराते हुए देखा, हनुमान जी भी मुस्कुरा गए। अपने अधिकार नहीं था पूछे कुछ भी। सीता माता ने पूछा, आप क्यों हंस रहे हैं हनुमान जी, क्यों मुस्कुरा रहे हैं? बोले, माता जी आज मैंने आपको प्रसन्न देखा तो मैं भी प्रसन्न हो गया। ये है दास्य। सीता माता को प्रसन्न देखा तो प्रसन्न हो गई, और सीता माता अगर क्रोधित हो जाती तो और पता नहीं उस क्रोध का कारण ढूंढते, लेकिन अधिकार नहीं है पूछ ले आप नाराज क्यों हैं, मेरे लिए कोई आदेश दें, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है। तो वो भी प्रसन्न हो गए। जब सीता माता ने पूछा क्यों प्रसन्न हो, तो उन्होंने पूछा मैंने आपकी प्रसन्नता देखी तो मैं भी प्रसन्न हो गया। अब ये पूछना चाहता हूं माता जी, ये आपने जो मांग में सिंदूर लगाया है ये क्यों लगाया है? सीता माता बोली कि इसको लगाने से राम जी प्रसन्न होते हैं। और अच्छा माता, राम प्रसन्न होते हैं तो गए बाहर और पूरे शरीर में सिंदूर को पोते आए, और राम जी के आकर के जाकर के प्रणाम किया, राम जी हंस गए और हनुमान जी धन्य हो गए। राम हंस गए तो हनुमान धन्य हो गए। बात सीता जी की बिल्कुल, बोले माता ने बिल्कुल सही कहा था, राम जी प्रसन्न होते हैं, और राम जी हंस गए तो हनुमान जी भी धन्य हो गए। ये है दास्य भक्ति, अपना कुछ नहीं है उसमें। हनुमान जी से पूछा राम जी ने, हनुमान ये क्या किया, कैसे जो है आज तुमने जो है ऐसा स्वांग रचाया? वो कह रहे प्रभु माता ने कहा था सिंदूर लगाने से आप प्रसन्न होते हैं, तो मैंने सोचा जब मांग के लगाने से इतनी सी प्रसन्न होते हैं तो क्यों ना मैं अपने पूरे चोला को रंग लूं, पूरे शरीर को रंग लूं। ये है दास्य भक्ति। मैंने एक संत देखे थे बचपन में, मुझे अभी तक ध्यान है, उनका नाम था रामदास। हमारे नंद बाबा के बगीचा में रहते थे, और नंद बाबा में हमारे घरों में सब जगह भिक्षा करते हुए ढूंढते थे, कुछ बोलते नहीं थे वो, हर समय सोहनी सेवा, जगह जगह पर कहीं कोई गंदगी है तो भारी लेकर के झाड़ना, और हर तरह से सेवा में ही व्यतीत करते थे गुरुजन को। हमारी मंदिर में सेवा थी एक बार, वो प्रसाद पाने के लिए हमने आमंत्रण दिया उनको, आप पधारिये महाराज, वो आए तो हमने देखा कि मंदिर में बड़ी सुंदर सुंदर व्यंजन बनते हैं, खीर है, हलवा है, चावल है, दाल है, सब चीज है, तो उन्होंने सबको मिला दिया। हमने पूछी महाराज ये क्या करते हो, किसी का स्वाद तो चखो, आज तो बहुत बढ़िया दिव्य खीर बनी है, बढ़िया सुंदर हलवा है, कढ़ी है, प्रसाद पा लिया। उन्होंने कुछ बोले नहीं। हमने उनसे फिर पूछा तो वहीं पर एक दूसरे संत आए, मदन मोहन दास जी, उन दोनों में वार्ता होने लगी। हम भी सुन रहे थे, बचपन की बात थी, कुछ थोड़ी समझ में आई कुछ नहीं आई, तो उसी दास्य रस के ऊपर में उन दोनों में प्रसंग चला। तो उन्होंने कहा दास्य का ये अधिकार नहीं है कि स्वाद चखे, वो तो प्रसाद खाता है, स्वामी का अधिकार है वो व्यंजनों का स्वाद चखे। मैं तो दास्य हूं, दास्य भाव का सेवक हूं, मेरा कोई अधिकार नहीं है कि मैं प्रसाद का ये उसमें देखूं इसमें खीर में नमक वो बुरा ज्यादा है, मीठा ज्यादा है या कम है, कढ़ी में जो ज्यादा उफान आए कि नहीं आए हैं, दाल में कोई कच्ची तो नहीं लगी, मेरा कोई अधिकार नहीं है, वो तो सबको जो मिला करके। ये है दास्य भाव, स्वामी के इच्छा में अपने को मिला देना, ये है। ऐसा जो भक्त है वो भगवान को बहुत प्रिय होता है, और ये दास्य का जो भाव है, दास्य की जो भक्ति है, ये सबसे कठिन है। सबते सेवक धर्म कठोरा, सबसे कठोर धर्म जो है वो सेवक का होता है। स्वामी को पता नहीं कब जो है क्या जरूरत पड़ जाए। आपने श्रीमद् भागवत में पढ़ा होगा, कर्दम ऋषि की पत्नी थी देवहूति, उन्होंने अपनत्व को मिटा दिया, हर समय सेवा करती थी, स्वामी के मनोनुकूल, स्वामी की इच्छा से पहले ही वो जान जाती थी ये हो ये करना है मुझे, और उसी भांति उन्होंने सेवा की, और अंत में उनके यहां पर कबीर भगवान का प्रादुर्भाव हुआ। ऐसे ही जब मैं बहुत बचपन में था, छोटी क्लास में, मैंने श्री रामा जी से पूछा उन ऋषि का नाम क्या था, अपने स्वरूप जी से पूछा, मुझे उन ऋषि का नाम तो याद नहीं है, लेकिन वो प्रसंग मैं आपको बता रहा हूं, मेरा उसको बताने के लिए बड़ी उत्सुक हूं कि कोई ऋषि थे, उनके साथ में एक पत्नी का उनकी का विवाह जब हुआ, उनका नाम था भामती, ऋषि का नाम तो मुझे याद नहीं है, जब उनकी शादी हुई उस समय वो ब्रह्म सूत्र पर भाष्य लिख रहे थे, और 12 वर्ष तक उन्होंने भाष्य लिखा, और उनकी पत्नी जो थी भामती उनकी सेवा करती थी, उनको ये जाहिर नहीं होने दिया कि क्या कमी है, दीपक की जगह पर दीपक जला देती थी, जब वो लिखते थे तो उनके लिए कागज कलम इत्यादि दवात इत्यादि रख देती थी सब, और जैसे जंगल जाना होता था पानी भर देती थी, नहाने के लिए वो रख देती थी, उनके वस्त्र होती थी, प्रसाद बनाती थी, और उनको ये पता ही नहीं रहता था ये कौन कर रहा है, हर समय वो जो है अपने कार्य में व्यस्त रहते थे। और अंत में 12 साल के बाद में जब ब्रह्म सूत्र पर भाष्य उन्होंने लिख दिया तो दीपक जला था, दीपक में जो तेल था वो कम होने लगा, तो भामती ने सोचा मैं इसमें तेल कर दूं, कहीं ऐसा नहीं हो स्वामी के सामने अंधेरा हो जाए। जब वो तेल करने के लिए आई तो एकदम से हवा आई और दीपक जो था वो बुझ गया। अब उन्होंने देखा, महर्षि जी ने, ये कौन बाला आई है, कौन स्त्री है। उन्होंने पूछा, देवी आप कौन है और किस प्रयोजन से आई है। उनको ये पता ही नहीं था ये मेरी पत्नी है, इतने अपने कार्य में तल्लीन थे। उन्होंने कहा पत्नी ने, स्वामी मैं आपकी पत्नी हूं। उन्होंने, अरे पत्नी कौन हो? क्योंकि मेरा नाम भामती है और मैं आपकी सेवा करती हूं, मैं आपकी दासी हूं, आपके चरणों की दासी हूं। बड़े प्रसन्न हुए, क्योंकि कितने समय से आप रह रही हो यहां, क्योंकि मेरे को 12 वर्ष हो गए आपकी सेवा करते करते। ओहो, ऋषि ताज्जुब कर गए, 12 वर्ष से सेवा कर रही हो देवी और मुझे अब तक पता नहीं है, धन्य हो। और उस समय उन्होंने ब्रह्मसूत्र भाष्य को समाप्त कर दिया और उस पुस्तक पर ऊपर लिख दिया भामती भाष्य, भामती के लिए समर्पित कर दिया। और वो पुस्तक लेकर के भामती की गोद में रखी, भामती निहाल हो गई। उन्होंने बोली, ऐसा लगता है स्वामी कि आज मेरे गोद में नंदलाल विराजे हैं, आज मेरी गोद में नंदलाल विराजे हैं, ऐसा लगता है आज भगवान कृष्ण का जन्म हुआ है और कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी का उत्सव मनाऊंगी मैं। और उन्होंने बड़ा उत्सव मनाया। ये है सेवक धर्म, इसको कहते हैं सेवक धर्म। ब्रज के सखा भी भगवान की सेवा करते थे, माता यशोदा भी उनकी सेवा करती थी। माता का पुत्र के प्रति वास्तव में ही सेवक धर्म होता है। माता किसी स्वार्थ से सेवा नहीं करती है, वात्सल्य भी है उसे, वो भी है। हर रस में, माधुर रस में दास भी छिपा है, शांत भी छिपा है, सख भी छिपा है, वात्सल्य भी छिपा है। वात्सल्य रस में ये सब बाकी के जो और 5-4 हैं वो छिपे हैं, सख में ये 2 छिपे हैं। इस तरह से प्रत्येक रस में प्रत्येक चीज भरी हुई है। एक में एक श्लोक इस पुस्तक में है, मेरे को याद नहीं है, इसको मैं आपके सामने बोल के बताता हूं। दास की क्या इच्छा रहती है, हो सकता है आपने पहले पढ़ा हो, पंचत्वम तनुरेत भूत निवहा स्वांसे विशंत स्फुटम धाताराम प्रणिपत्य हंता सिरसा तत्रापि याचे वरम तदवापीसु पयस्त दीय मुकरे ज्योतिष तदीय आंगना व्योमी व्योम तदीय वर्तमनी धरा तत्पाल वृंते अनलह। ये अकाल जलदश्य जी का श्लोक है। इसका भाव है कि 5 तत्व होते हैं जिनसे ये शरीर के निर्माण होता है। तो भक्त चाहता है कि जब इसका जो जली भाव है, भाग है, जल जो तत्व है 5 तत्वों में, ये भगवान कृष्ण की बावड़ी में चला जाए। बावड़ी जानते हैं, बावड़ी होता है कुआ जिसमें से जल भर करके राजा लोग जो पहाड़ों पर मंदिर बनवाते थे, बरसाने में किसी ने कुशल बिहारी जी के दर्शन किए हो राजा के मंदिर के, तो वहां पर नीचे बावड़ी बनी हुई है, उसी में से घड़े से जल निकाला जाता है, उसको बावड़ी बोलते हैं। तो कहता है कृष्ण की बावड़ी में मेरा जो जल तत्व चला जाए जिससे कृष्ण की सेवा हो। तेज तत्व जो है भगवान के दर्पण में चला जाए। आकाश भाग उसके आंगन के आकाश में विलीन हो जाए और पृथ्वी का भाग उस भूभाग में चला जाए जिसमें प्रभु खेलते हों। और जल ये वायु का भाग जो है जो पंखे से होने वाली वायु में विलीन हो जाए। ये उसके भाव हैं। कितनी चोखी भावना है। ये 5 तत्व जो है वो चाहता है हर वस्तु मेरे मरने के बाद भी प्रभु के लिए अर्पण हो जाए। भगवान कृष्ण के सखा को आपने सुना होगा दारुक, द्वारका के सखा थे, सेवक थे, भगवान कृष्ण की सेवा करते थे। और एक बार ऐसा हुआ, इनके रूप को देख करके इन्होंने देखा नैन चकोर, भगवान कृष्ण के जो नेत्र हैं बड़े सुंदर हैं, वो चाहता है मैं इसका चकोर बन जाऊं, मेरे नेत्र जो है वो चकोर बन जाए और उस रूप माधुरी का पान करता रहूं। और मुख चंद्र हूं पे डाल, भगवान का कृष्ण चंद्र जी का मुख जो है उसके ऊपर मेरे नेत्र चकोर बन जाए और उनके ऊपर मैं न्योछावर हो जाऊं। बार डारो चित्त है मनमोहन चित्त चोर पे, अपना जो हृदय है चित्त जो है उसको मैं मनमोहन के ऊपर में बार डारूं। और प्राण हूं को बार डारो हसन धसन लाल, भगवान कृष्ण जब हंसते हैं उनके जो दांत जो चमकते हैं उनके ऊपर में मैं अपने प्राणों को न्योछावर करता हूं। और हिरण कुटिलता और लोचन की कोर पे, उनकी जो नेत्र हैं उनके ऊपर मैं अपने को पारता हूं। इस तरह से उनके मन में भाव आया और ये भाव आते ही वो थोड़े से आनंद में जब मग्न हुए तो उसी समय अपने को धिक्कारने लगे। वो कहते हे आनंद, जो मेरे हृदय में जो आनंद आ रहा है तुम यहां से चले जाओ, आपका कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है मेरे हृदय में आने की, यदि आप आओगे तो हो सकता है मेरी सेवा में व्यवधान हो, मैं आनंद में मग्न हो जाऊंगा और भगवान की कृष्ण की सेवा से वंचित हो जाऊंगा, इसलिए हे आनंद आप जो है यहां से पलायन कर जाओ। ये है दास्य भाव। थोड़े विलंब तो हो रहा है, थोड़ी ब्रज की लीला और सुना दूं मैं आपको। मैं बात्सल रस की एक लीला सुना रहा हूं आपको, बहुत छोटी सी कहानी के रूप में, क्यों सख्य भाव के ऊपर में बोलने का तो अधिकार इसलिए नहीं है। हमारे ब्रज के भक्त ये कहते हैं जो प्रसंग चल रहा हो, जो कल होना है उसके आज चर्चा मत करो, नहीं तो उसमें आनंद में व्यवधान आ जाएगा, आनंद कम हो जाएगा। तो मैं आपको ये जो नौ रस हैं जो भगवान ने प्रभु जी ने बतलाए थे कि आज है दास्य रस और अगले में होगा सख्य रस और उससे होगा आगे आत्मनिवेदन, तो मैं इन सबसे अलग जो है मैं आपको यशोदा मैया और नंदलाला के बीच में कैसा रस है बात्सल्य रस, इन दोनों से अलग है वो, आपकी नवदा भक्ति में भी है, नवदा भक्ति में तो है ही, भक्ति से तो अलग है नहीं, उसके संबंध में थोड़ा सा मैं बताता हूं। यशोदा मैया भगवान कृष्ण को बुलाती हैं और कहती हैं हे श्याम सुंदर मैंने तुम्हारे लिए थारी सजाई है जल्दी आओ। भोजन को बोलत है महतारी, महतारी कहते हैं मैया को, ब्रज में एक शब्द है महतारी, और बल समेत आओ मेरे मोहन बैठे नंद परोसी थारी। नंद बाबा बैठे हैं तुम्हारे लिए मैंने थारी परोस दी है, और भगवान कृष्ण आए और तुरंत आकर के खीर को पी गए और चले गए। वो कहती है खीर सिरात, अरे श्याम सुंदर ये बड़ी गर्म है, थोड़ा स्वाद तो चखो इसका, तुमने तो पी लिया भग दिया यहां से, खीर सिरात खीर को ठंडी करो और स्वाद नहीं आवे ऐसे तुम गर्म को पी जाओगे तो इसमें से स्वाद थोड़ी आएगा बेटा है, और बेग ग्रास तुम लियो मदारी, जल्दी जल्दी मत खाओ, थोड़ा टूक तोड़ तोड़ कर खाओ, इससे हजम होगा रस बनेगा है, और तुम खायाओगे एक पूरी को खाया तुम निकल जाओगे जैसे थोड़ी आनंद आएगा इसमें से। वो अपने सखाओं के साथ में जा रहे हैं तो हितवत चित नीके कर जेवो, अरे अपना हित तो सोचो। यशोदा मैया कह रही है अरे जानवर भी हित सोचते, तू तो इंसान का बेटा है आदमी का बेटा है, जानवर भी अपना हित अनित समझते हैं, गोद में बैठाती है जबरदस्ती, फिर कहती है कि हितवत चित नीके कर जेवो, अरे हित की बात तो सोचो, थोड़ी थोड़ी जो है धीरे धीरे खाओ, और पाछे कीजे खेल व्यारी, अब तुम जो खेल मचा रहे हो कभी थारी को फेंक रहे हो कभी लात मार रहे हो कभी मुझे में मार रहे हो ऐसा मत करो, हे श्याम सुंदर बाद में खेल खेलना, पीछे कीजे खेल व्यारी, खेल कहते खेल को क्रीड़ा करने को। अहो अहो सवल अहो श्री दामा बैठो नेक करो मनिहारी, उन्होंने अपने ग्वाल वालों को बुलाया यशोदा मैया ने उनके श्री दामा को सवल से, और उनसे कहते हैं इनकी मनोहार करो, इनको इनका मनोरंजन करो। श्याम सुंदर का मनोहारी का मतलब होता है इनके मन को हरो, इनके मन का मनोरंजन करो, थोड़ा सा इनके मन को बहलाओ। परमानंद दास को जीवन मुख व्यंजन दे जाऊं बलिहारी, परमानंद दास कवि हुए हैं भक्त, वो कहते हैं मुख व्यंजन में राधा यशोदा मैया उनके मुख में कौर लेती हैं और उनकी बलिहारी जाती हैं। ऐसे एक बार श्याम सुंदर खेलते खेलते एक बार एक पिल्ला को ले आए मैया को, पिल्ला होता है ना छोटा सा पिल्ला कुतिया का, उसको ला करके तो मैया ने कह रखा था अरे ये तो भ्रष्ट, इनके जो दांत हैं इन दांत वाले से दूर रहना चाहिए, सींग वाले से दूर रहना चाहिए गायों से, या इस तरह से उनसे कहा, तो उन्होंने कहा भावे मोय गुड़ गाड़े और बेर, अरे मैया तू समझती नहीं है मेरे को तो गुड़ अच्छा लगता है, और गन्ना गाड़े को ब्रज में बोलते हैं गाड़े, गाड़े शब्द गन्ना को बोलते हैं, ब्रज भाषा का बड़ा ठेठ शब्द है गाड़े, भावे मोय गुड़ गाड़े और बेर, और भावे मोय सेंध कचरिया, कचरिया जानते हैं आप, ये परमल जैसी फल होता है जो जंगल में लगता है, उसका स्वाद खट्टा होता है, ये बड़ा फेमस वहां का कचरिया शब्द है, आजकल बरसात में बहुत मिलता है। भावे मोह सेंध कचरिया और लाए नंद जोहेर, बाबा नंद जो है जंगल में जाकर के इन कचरियाओं को एकत्रित करके लाए हैं और श्याम सुंदर को खिलाते, तो वो कहते मुझे ये कचरिया बड़ी पसंद है, और मधुमेवा पकवान मिठाई और व्यंजन को ढेर, ये भी सब चीज ठीक है, और परमानंद दास को ठाकुर लाया और पिल्ला घेर पिल्ला को इकट्ठा करके और ला करके यशोदा मैया की रसोई में छोड़ दिया। मैया उनको सुला रही हैं और कह रही हैं आओ बेटा मैं आज तुमको एक कहानी सुनाती हूं। यशमत सुत पल्ला पौड़ावे, पौड़ाना कहते हैं सुलाने को। जब ज्यादा उदम मचा दिया तो थक गए श्याम सुंदर और आकर के मैया की गोद में दबक गए। वो कहते हैं मैया मैं बहुत थक गया हूं, मेरे को नींद आ रही है, कोई कहानी सुना। वो कहती अरे मेरो सब दिन को बिछरियो, यो कह के मधुरी सुर गावे। जब उन्होंने कहा मुझे थक गया हूं तो यशोदा मैया की नेत्रों में भी जल आ गया, मेरे श्याम सुंदर थक गए हैं। उनको सुलाती हैं, वो कहती है अरे बेटा तू तो सुबह सुबह से लेकर के शाम तक बड़ा उदर, सब दिन को बिछरियो, पूरे दिन से जो तो बिछड़ जाता है। और पौड़ो लाल तुम सो, एक कहानी मैं तुमको सुनाती हूँ। और सूर्य श्याम अति ही मन हर से पौड़ रहे तब देत हुकारी। और मैया को चिपट करके सो गए, एकदम से अंक भर लिया उनके गले में। और हुंकार जैसे कहानी सुनाते हैं तो हमारे ब्रज में उसको बोलते हैं हुंकारा भरना। वो कहते हैं राजा था बल्कि हूं मैया, बल्कि और आगे की कहानी और सुनाई तो हूं हूं करते जाते हैं। वो मैया कहती है मैं हूं, तू बोल मैं कहानी कहती हूँ, हुंकारा भरना, नहीं तो मैं समझ लूंगी तू सो गया। जो मैया मैं सोऊंगा नहीं, मैं हुंकारा भरूंगा तो सुना मैया। तो कहती है सुन सुत कथा कहो हो प्यारी, मैं तुमसे एक सुंदर कथा कहती हूँ। नंद नंदन मन आन उपजो रसिक शिरोमणि देत हुकारी। जो रसिक शिरोमणि है श्याम सुंदर और वो हुंकारा भरते हैं हाँ मैया। तो कहते हैं दशरथ निपट होते रजवंशी, एक राजा दशरथ हुए अयोध्या के राजा, और हाँ मैया तिनके प्रकट भये सुतचारी, उनके चार बेटा भये बेटा, और हाँ मैया वो याद है बाकी तू का याद है बेटा, बाकी ना मैया तू आगे सुना। और तिन में राम एक व्रतधारी, उनमें एक रामचंद्र जो थे वो बड़े व्रतधारी थे। और जनक सुता ताकी घरवारी, और बेटा वह राम की जो बहू ही ना घरवारी बाग वो जनक सुताई। अच्छा मैया जनक सुताई, और कौन है मैया जनक? तो जनक के बारे में मैया ने बताया। पर आगे कहती है तात बच्चन सुन तयो तात राज, उनके पिताजी ने उनसे कहा कि राज्य को छोड़ दो, तो उन्होंने राज्य को त्याग दिया अपने बाप की पिताजी की आज्ञा से। और भ्राता सहित चले वनचारी, वन के लिए वो जो है वनवासी हो गए चल दिए। अच्छा मैया, और दावत कनक मृगा के पास है, कनक मृग होता है ना सोने का मृग जो था, उसके पीछे भगे वो। और राजीव लोचन केल बिहारी, राजीव कमल जैसे नेत्र जिनके हैं वो जो रामचंद्र जी हैं उस हिरण के पीछे भगे। और रावण हरण सिया को कीनो, रावण जो राक्षस था लंका का, उसने सीता जी का जनक नंदनी का हरण किया। और सुनत नंदन नींद निवारी, एकदम से उठ बैठे जैसे ही सीता जी का हरण का प्रसंग आया, नंद नंदन ने खाट फेंक मतलब एकदम से उठ के आए और आवाज दी हे लक्ष्मण लक्ष्मण जल्दी मेरा धनुष बाण लेके आओ। परमानंद प्रभु चाप कर लक्ष्मण देव जनन भ्रम भारी, यशोदा मैया ने समझा आज तो मेरे लाला को कोई भूत प्रेत आ गया। उनको क्या बता दिए लक्ष्मण का आवेश कौन सा है क्या है? तो ये है एक बात्सल्य रस की लीला। और कहती है भगवान कृष्ण कहते हैं मैया मोह दाऊ बहुत खिजायो, मैं मैया मुझको जो है दाऊ बाबा जो है दग भैया जो है ये बहुत जो है परेशान करता है। मोसो कहे तो मोल को लीनो, मुझसे कहता है मैंने तो तुझे ढाई सेर अनाज में लिया है, मैं मतलब मैं कोई मैया ढाई सेर अनाज ला हूं? क्योंकि नहीं मैया तू तो भैया तू तो अमूल्य है, हैं तो इसके तो कोई खरीद ही नहीं सकता है, ये तो झूठ बोले दाऊ दादा। क्योंकि नहीं मैया मुझसे यू के मैं ढाई सेर अनाज में लिया हो तुम। मोसो कहे तो मोल को लीनो, तू जसमत कब जायो, गोरे नंद जसोदा गोरी। और तुम कहते श्याम शरीर, गोरे बाबा है नंद बाबा और यशोदा मैया गोरी है, अब तू बता ढाई से नाज में नहीं लाते तो तू भी गोरा होता, लेकिन तू तो श्याम सुंदर काला है इसलिए जो तू कहीं से खरीद करके मंगाया है। श्याम सुंदर रोने लगते हैं और मैया उनको गोद में ले लेती हैं। वो कहती है सूर्य श्याम और गोधन की सौ, मैं सब गैयाओं की सौगन खा के कहती हूँ बेटा हो माता तू पूत, तू मेरे बेटा है और मैं तेरी मैया हूं, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है तू जो नाज है? एक बार ऐसा हुआ गोपियां आई और उनसे उन्होंने श्याम सुंदर की कामरी जो होती है ना कामरी, कामरी जानते हो ब्लैंकेट बोलते हैं चादर जैसे कि हमने ओढ़ रखी है ऐसी कामर काली को ओढ़ते हैं, तो मैया मेरी कामर चोर ली किसी ने जो मेरी कामर जो थी वो चोर ली है। तो भैया बोली कोई बात नहीं है बेटा, मैं तेरे का एक हल दूसरी कामर मंगा दूंगी। बोली नहीं भैया, वो कामर ऐसी नहीं थी, उसने ब्रह्मा ने उसका ताना पूरा है, शंकर जी ने उसको जो है बाना पूरा है, और सबसे बड़ी बात यह है भैया वो राधा रानी की प्रसादी है। जब मैं गाय चराने गया था ना भैया, तो वो जो है राधा रानी की प्रसादी, जो राधा रानी जिसमें लेटती है, वो चादर जो है मंगाई गई थी, वो मैया वही चादर है, और वो फिर दूसरी कहां से मिलेगी। बाकी नहीं बाबा लाला कोई चिंता मत करे, मैं राधा रानी को नंद भवन में बुला लूंगी और सबने बिस्तर में सभा दूंगी भाई, वो सब प्रसादी है जाएंगे। बोले नहीं मैया मुझे तो वही कांवर चाहिए। तो एक सखी आई, बोली लाला क्यों घबराता है, वो तेरी जो कांवर है ना मैंने देखी आज, वो जमुना जात बही, जमुना जी में बहकर के जा रही थी। थोड़ा सा और चढ़ाया श्याम सुंदर को गोपियों ने। दूसरी सखी कहती है तेरी कामर लाला सुर भी खाए गई, मैंने कल देखा था लाला उसको तो सुर भी गैया खा गई। श्याम सुंदर और ज्यादा रोने लगे, मैया उसको पुचकारती है और कहती है अरे लाला क्यों करता है, सूर श्याम जसमत समझावा नैनो नीर दही, नैनो में से नीर जो जल है वो बह रहा है। आज जो है सख्य तो आपको सुनाएंगे प्रभु जी, आगे आपकी भक्ति में है जो कुछ थोड़ी सी ब्रजरस का आपको पान कराया, अब प्रसाद का भी समय हो रहा है, आप जो है भगवान कृष्ण का प्रसाद उसी भावना से खाएं, उसी भगवान का स्मरण करते हुए आपको और ज्यादा रस आएगा। वो नंद के लाला की जय, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, बोल नंद के लाला की जय।